Sweetest friends, we are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in Sefer Mishlei. Mishlei Shlomo Den David Melech Yisrael is the first pasuk, the Proverbs of Shlomo, son of David, the King of Israel, Ladas Chachma Musar, Lahavinim Ribina, to know wisdom and discipline, to comprehend words of understanding, Lakachas Musar Haskel, Tzedek, Umishpat, Umesharim, to receive the discipline of wisdom, righteousness, justice, and equity. Those are the first three psukim. Baruch Hashem, we've already had many shiurim, and now we are continuing, again, based on the Gra and the Torah of Rabbi Moshe Zatzal. The Gra writes, L'chein Musar Haskel Eino Rak Im Yakol Rak Im Yakol Mikol HaShlosh HaNizkarim Le'el. The only way it's going to be a Musar Haskel is if it has what it says in the Pasuk, Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Meisharim, which we discussed at length in the previous shir. Ve'az yatzliach b'chol derachav, and then the person will be successful in all of his ways. Ve'hem arba dvarim, and these are four things. K'mo she'ne'amar, Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Meisharim, kol ma'gal tov. The Pasuk says, Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Meisharim, kol ma'gal tov. That's a Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. Vamru my magal tov. What does it mean, magal tov, a good circle? Meaning righteousness, justice, equity. Every good circle. What does it mean, every good circle? Zeh tochacha. This is rebuke. V'hu neged musar haskel. And this corresponds to musar haskel. So you have the tzedek mishpat ha-meisharim, and then you have the rebuke, the musar haskel. V'him gam kein osam Shebekasav. That's also what it says in the pasuk. V'shafat b'tzedek dalim, v'ochiach b'mishar la'anvei aretz. And you have in this pasuk mishpat v'shafat, judgment, b'tzedek, righteousness, dalim, the poor, v'ochiach, and he will rebuke b'mishar. I think this is talking about the Mashiach. B'mishar, that's yisharim, mesharim. So you have the tzedek mishpat u'meisharim, and then you have the tochacha. He will be mochiach b'mishor. He will equally rebuke la'an ve'aretz, the humble of the land. So what the Gra is saying is tochen divrei Gra, that to take a musar haskel is rebuke, and that's a mida b'fnei atzma. That's an independent mida besides tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim. And it includes and encompasses all of them. It encompasses Tzedek Mishpat U'Meisharim, because it says that you have to take a Musar Haskel. And what is that? Tzedek Mishpat U'Meisharim. So it encompasses those three midos, which again we discussed at length in a previous shir. The Yesod HaDvarim is Tochacha. Biradvarim. What does this mean? Emir Tashem, in a future shir, we will discuss the relationship between receiving Tochacha and Tzedek Mishpat U'Meisharim, but that's for another time. Emir Tashem, please stay tuned. Tochacha is to be makabel the hashba of all midos. It is the chalos of midos tzedek mishpat u'meisharim. If you want the midos of tzedek mishpat u'meisharim to be chal, to take effect, you need tochacha. Lekachas musar haskel, that's the end of the tikkun in suras ha'adam, that a person should be metukan, a person should be fixed, lefi mahalchei midos, according to the way midos should be, according to the way one should conduct himself. The emphasis of the Gra here is that the Kabbalah of Tochacha is written in Sefer Mishlei. The Hainu, it's a parsha bifnei atzma b'divrei Torah. In the Mahalchim of Tzedek Mishpat Meisharim, you have Kabbalah's Tochacha. It's part of Kabbalah's HaTorah. Sefer Mishle is a Mahalach that teaches a person how to apply the Torah to his entire stature. And Kabbalah's Tochacha is a koach among other kochos of man upon which Torah is chal. Mishle teaches you how to actualize Torah in your life, in your koma, in your stature. And receiving Tochacha is part of the Chalos HaTorah. So now we'd like to discuss Tochacha in general. The Yesod HaInyan of Kabbalah's Tochacha we see in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, in the 24th chapter. There are 24 things that are Ma'akev Tshuva, and among them, 5 things that are Noel Darchei HaTshuva. What locks the gates of Tshuva? What doesn't enable a person to do Tshuva? Hasone es hatochachos. One of them is somebody who hates rebuke. Sheharei, says the Rambam, lo iniach lo derech tshuva. Tochacha causes tshuva. If you don't like tochacha, you're not going to do tshuva. When a person gets musar, when he gets rebuke, when he's admonished, he's chozer b'tshuva. Torah says, all these psukim are all about tochacha. The Nevi'im are filled with tochacha. Until the Jewish people did tshuva, they were given rebuke. And therefore, tzarech lahamid b'chol kol b'kol, says the Rambam, every community has to establish Chacham Gadol v'Zakein v'Yarei Shemayim in Urav, a great wise man, elderly, fearing heaven from his youth, that they love, that he should be mochiach l'rabim. You need to have a Baal Musar in town. And a person who's a sonei tochachos isn't going to go to the Musar Shmos, and therefore he's going to remain sinful. This idea that the Rambam says that the whole inyan of Nevuah is for the sake of Tochacha, we see in Chazal in numerous places. Nedarim 22b, Amalei Chot Yisrael, Nitan Melech Hamishichom Sheitar V'Sefer Yeshua Belvat She'erga Shel Eretz Yisraelu. Had the Jewish people not sinned, they would only have gotten the 5 books of Moses and the book of Joshua, because Joshua is the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have gotten anything else, the other Nevi'im, because we were sinful. Megillah 14a, Gedol Asaras Tabas Yoser Ma'aboyim B'Shmona Nevi'im B'Sheva Nevi'ah Shenisnab Olam LeYisrael Shekulam Lo Echziram Lamutav Vilu Asaras Tabas Echziras Lamutav. Greater is the removal of the ring than 48 prophets and 7 prophetesses, meaning the removal of Achashverosh's ring, because this decree made us do tshuva. This spur triggered our tshuva, and all the Nevi'im didn't. So you see that purpose of the Navi is to be machzir b'tshuva. Even though they're not always successful, people don't always listen. The Chiddush of the Rambam is that the Inyan of Tochacha is also written in the Torah. This means that their Divrei Torah, that the whole shame Divrei Torah that they have, is only lahochiach. This Divrei Torah is defined as Tochacha. And that's the source of Tochacha l'maisa. Because b'pashtus, the Torah is coming to teach us. Not necessarily to give us tochacha. The chiddush of the Rambam is that there are divrei Torah that are coming for tochacha. That's their shame divrei Torah. The shame divrei Torah is tochacha. just like in the Nevi'im. Gemara Shekasuv B'Torah, the Rambam says. It's not just telling us a story. It's not just teaching us an idea. But it's coming to give us rebuke. When you read these psukim, you have to take it as rebuke. Not just find a nice word to say at the table. This is rebuke for us. That's the Shem Divrei Torah. So when you say the word at the table, make sure that it includes Tochacha. Is there a certain psukim that their whole Shem Divrei Torah is Tochacha? So now we can explain a certain parish in the Torah. It's very obtuse. First we should say that it's a Dabar Pashut, that in the Luchos HaRishonos, that there was no place for sin, for evil. That was lost. Immediately when they sinned, there was a Shviras HaLuchos. And now there's no more room for Tochacha. Because if there's a Chisaron, if there's a Metzius of Ra, these Divrei Torah aren't accepted, aren't received. When we receive the second Luchos, so encapsulated within the second Luchos are the first Luchos, without the Hafka of Ra, there's still Ra. When we got the first Luchos, there was no more Ra, the evil was gone, like Ra Gemara says in Shabbos 146a, Paskas Amasam, Shmos Rabba 41:7, Cheres Mimalech Hamaves, we lost our impurity, we were freed from the angel of death. Avodah Zarah 5a, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Elokim Atem, we were godly. So that was all in the first Luchos. In the second Luchos, we lost it. The second Luchos were received in a way that through them we could reach the Luchos Rishonos and come to the Tikkun HaSofi, come to the ultimate rectification. And therefore Yom Kippur, the day of the giving of the second Luchos, is the Yom Slicha B'Tshuva, because that's the day that we go on the path to make the tikkun. We get back to the first Luchos, and that's that purity of no sin, no evil. The Sofa Mahalach, the end of this process, is Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that's because in the giving of the second Luchos by us, by uns, as they say in Spanish, there's a Metzius of Ra, there's a reality of evil. The Derech HaTorah is to be Machriya the Ra, is to overcome the evil by good. And that's the union of Chai Olam Nata B'Sochenu. He implanted eternal life within us. It's Chayim HiLamachazikah, but it's a tree of life for those who grab onto it. Torah Be'etzem is Chai Olam. Just in our matzah, where there's a Metzius of Ra, we can't reach the Chai Olam. We need a Mahalach of Torah until Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is an act of separation of the physical lacking of a person. As we see in numerous places, that Tchiyas HaMeisim is Ayidei Torah. The Mahalach to Tchiyas HaMeisim is through Torah. For example, Ksubis 111b, or Torah Mechayeyu, Shabbos 88b. Also you see there, Tchiyas HaMeisim depends on Torah. However, in order to uproot the Ra, you need special Divrei Torah of Tochacha. Since we're in a matzav of Balei Tshuva, we need these Divrei Torah to hold on to our matzav of Tshuva. These are the special psukim of Sefer Dvarim that are Kulam Tochacha. Rashi at the beginning of Dvarim, Lefishein Divrei Tochachos. These are words of rebuke, of admonishment, and this is supposed to restore us to the first Luchos, to where we were supposed to be. With regard to the chet of Moshe and Aaron and the Me'mariva, the Ramban brings in the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 1, the sheet of the Ramban. Zokt the Ramban, Hachet b'Moshe v'Aaron v'Me'mariva enem esparsim b'kosuf. V'rashim pirish b'shetzivosim v'dibartem el asel v'lo ne'mar v'vilomar v'yikisim. Shilu dibru haya kodesh baruch hu miskadish leine koleida. They hit the rock, they didn't speak to the rock. Had they spoken, it would have been of Kiddush Hashem. Because this rack who doesn't hear fulfills the word of God, we certainly should. And these are divrei agada. Avalonis chaver, but they're not clear to me. Kimiachar shetziva kachas amata yesh b'mash mashiyake. But why did he tell him to take the staff? So that would imply that he should hit the rock. Rav Moshe Savar bo Svara, Vamar ki Moshe Rabbeinu cheto hu shenata letzad ha'ragzonis. Zok the Rambam, the chet of Moshe, was that he was inclined towards anger. Vamar Shimuna Morim, he said, listen, you rebellious ones. And Hashem was medaktik, Hashem was very exacting with him. That a person like him should get angry in front of the Jewish people where you shouldn't get angry. And that's a chila Hashem. V'chein kol chavachol kayotze b'zeh b'din ha'ish ha'hu chila Hashem b'nei shemitnuosav kulam m'dvari v'haylam meidim v'yimakavim l'gil b'em l'atzlachas alam hazav alam haba v'echir ala b'kas v'en apulos haros. When a person's supposed to make a kiddush Hashem, how do you say kas? Kas is evil. V'lo tovo ki'im mitchuna ra mitchunas ha'nefesh. And it only comes from an evil quality in the nature of the soul. Aval amrubo marisim pi. V'mo shevar shu loya medabrim schalim. V'loy mishen lo maila. V'al ishik tana shebin ha'shem. Ha'isi ki yecheskel ben buzi k'mo shezechu chachamim. V'chol ma shiyomar az yase. V'chol ma shiyomar yase yivchanu v'kasharo shekoes. Amru Shuel v'shalom embo prisus mida v'lula she'yodea she'shem kas aleinu v'vakashas hamayim v'shanachnu chasna osa yizbarach lo yakois v'anachnu lo matzanu l'shem yisala she'kas b'debro aylov v'zayin aval amru kachas amata v'haka l'sa'ed ata v'aron achicha v'dibartim al selenem en osan meimav. V'hinei tarnu safik misfeki atar shenemar bo dvarim rabim. And the people there, even the women, even the smallest of women, was a Navi like Yecheskel. At Kriyas Yamsuf, what they saw. And whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, so they took that very seriously. They said, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry, it's not because he has a bad midah. It's because God is angry. And we got him angry. Had we not gotten him angry, Moshe wouldn't have gotten angry. We don't find Hashem got angry. He just said, take your staff and gather the people and speak to the Sela and it'll give water. So we have explained this suffix, a doubt in Torah. So the Rambam holds that it's kas. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, that's a pasuk in Psalms 106:32. So the Hedji, you see that there was kas. Vayaktzifu, they got him angry. So how can the Ramban say there was no kas by Hashem? Akopanam, we see in the Rambam that there are two halakim of this sin. There's a lahakdisheni, there was a achil Hashem, and then there was a marisam pi, like it says in Midbar 27:14, Kashem Marisim Pi Midbar Tzin. And there was this rebellion against the word of God. In Chazal we see that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, we would never have left. And the explanation is, as the Maharal says, that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu does has no bittul. This event was a turning point. B'nai Yisrael, at the end of 40 years, are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, and this is an opportunity to fix the Chet HaEgel. If they would have come into Eretz Yisrael, when their king was at their head, this would have been the Tikkun HaSofi. Shlomo HaMelech would have been the King Messiah, sitting on the throne of God, as it says in the Book of Chronicles 29:23. And Solomon sat on the throne of God, Vayeshev Shlomo HaKisei Hashem. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened so hard to get into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted there to be a Tikkun HaSofi. And that's really the turning point. Are we going to come into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe or not? That's going to make all the difference. Had he spoken to the rock, according to Rashi, he would have brought them into Eretz Yisrael. But since he hit the rock, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in. And now the world remains without its ultimate Tikkun. The sin, according to the Rambam, was Bishimuna Amorim. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Divrei Tochacha instead of regular Diburim. In other words, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we heard Divrei Torah that aren't Tochacha. And he came to anger and he was rebuking the Jewish people. It's Meduyik in the Rambam that we don't find that God got angry when he told Moshe what to do about the rack. V'nachal lo matzanu, says the Rambam, L'shem Yisrael shekos b'dibro eilav v'zeinyan. When God spoke to him, he didn't get angry. And therefore, it's not shver what the Rambam asks from Tehillim. There it says in Tehillim that God was angry about the mayim, that they asked for water. But what the Rambam means is that when God spoke to Moshe about it, there was no anger. And therefore, Moshe should not have gotten angry. Moshe got angry and said, Divrei Torah Tochacha. God didn't want him to give Divrei Torah Tochacha. It's the wrong Divrei Torah to give over. And that's the inyan of Marisa MP. What's Marisa MP? Milashan Tmura. Heimartem es Devarai b'dvarim acherim. You have exchanged my words for other words. If Moshe and Aaron would have spoken to the rack, those diburim that were given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there would have been chazara l'divrei Torah, shemeal divrei tochacha. There would have been a return to divrei Torah, which are above tochacha. Divrei Torah, which elevate and make superfluous the tochacha. The matzav of Torah without tochacha is the tikkun of the Jewish people. And it's mafkia, it removes, it precludes, any galus, any churban, shen yanam lahachzir es b'nei Yisrael, which is intended to return the Jewish people in the way of tochacha to the derech of Torah. We don't need galus, we don't need churban, we don't need tochacha. And that was the mahalach we were supposed to go on, that was the divrei Torah Moshe was supposed to give above the tochacha, but he didn't. The difference between hitting the rack and speaking to the rack is the difference between Divrei Torah and Divrei Torah of Tochacha. Stam Dibur is revealing the will in order that the listener should know what he has to do. A Dibur of Tochacha is B'derech Shel Kfiya, coerced. Haka, one is hitting in order to be called for the Ratzon of the Mashmi on the Shomea, who is Misnagid Mitzad Atzma L'Asiyas HaDvarim. One is hitting in order to coerce the speaker, coerces the listener because he doesn't want to do it. That's tochacha. That's coercive. Moshe Rabbeinu, had he spoken to the rack, there would have been a gilu of lichus rishonis, just speech, ratzon Hashem, what must be done, without the parish of tochacha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave divrei Torah of tochacha. This is mefurish in the Kal Vachomer that Rashi brings. From the dibur to the seller, the Jewish people would have learned that it's enough to have Divrei Torah to be Mekayim Tzivu Hashem. And you don't need Tochacha and you don't need Haka. This Shinui of Divrei Hashem is found in two places. Lohem Mantem Bi. You didn't have faith in me. And Moshe it says, by Midbar 12:7, B'cho Beisi Ne'amanhu. And this means that he doesn't change anything about God's commandment. And here was a matzav of Lohem Mantem, they changed. Merisem Pi, Milashan Tumur, you exchanged. It's an exchanging of Dvar Hashem. God gave you Torah that's not Tochacha, and you gave over Torah of Tochacha. The first chelik of the Rambam is coming to explain that the Sharash Echet was in the kas of Moshe. Moshe's anger, Moshe inclined towards anger. Because of this, the kas didn't have the aspect of Shechina speaking from the mouth of Moshe. It was this midah of kas that ruled over him and not das. Das of Moshe's Dvar Hashem. But since he saw that Hashem got angry, he also got angry. And that's a chilul Hashem. We see in the Zohar that chilul is milashon chalal. Chalal is a hollow place. A body without a soul. Body and soul separate. Chilul. Chalal, hollow, empty place. Chil Hashem, Chil Shabbos, there's this inyan of Netilas Neshama. You're taking the spirit from the body, from the external. The Maharal already explained in Sefer HaNetzach in the fifth parak that Titus put his sword into the paroches and dam came out because dam is Netilas Neshama, and here there was a Netilas Neshama, there was a Chil Hashem. The Chil Hashem that was in the sin is that there could be a elevated state where Divrei Torah wouldn't need Tochacha in order to be Chal HaKlal Yisrael. Removing this situation, in other words, making a situation where they need Tochacha through the Dibur of Shimon Amorim, is Chil Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem, you want to bring God in, then there's Dibur without Tochacha. But here, where Dibur without Tochacha was called for, he gave a Dibur with Tochacha, with rebuke. The Shoresh and Mamon Har Sinai of Divrei Tov Tochachas Ve'ara Am Ve'anu Ve'yamdu Me'rachok, and the people saw and they moved and they shook and they stood afar. Ve'amar Moshe La'am Al Tiroki La'bavur Nasus Eschem Ba'aluhim La'bavur Tir Yerasa Al Panechem L'Bilti Techatel. So Moses said to the nation, don't be afraid, because God is testing you in order that his fear should be on your face, that you shouldn't sin. The Gemara, Nedarim 28 says, "Bavur tiyeh yirasu al panechem zo busha." Bilti techatel melamed, shabusha mevia lida yiraschet. This is busha, and this teaches us, bilti techatel, that busha brings the fear of sin. You're not going to sin if you have busha. Maimed Har Sinai comes for two things. L'nasos eschem, the Ramban says, Milashem neis v'degel, a mast, a flag, to elevate you. L'bavur tia yaraso, busha. Busha and elevation. Busha, embarrassment, shamefulness, has two approaches, two paths, two tracks. Number one, a person is embarrassed from the exaltedness of Hashem and he doesn't sin. Number two, embarrassment is also the root of doing tshuva. Like the Rambam says, "U'machlimin osa." These mochichim should be embarrassed people. Kol osa dvar averu misbayesh bo, mochel no kol venosav, Barachos 12b. Person doesn't have errors, embarrassed, he gets mechila. The bush of Mamad Har Sinai was only b'pchina rishona, shelo yechta. The bush of Mamad Har Sinai was the first aspect, that they shouldn't sin. That's misbayish merum musa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're misbayish from Hashem's romos and they don't sin. But the mahalchim today is that busha is to be mafkiyat from a matzav of chet, that we have to do tshuva, that we're sinful, so we have to be embarrassed. So we see that in Mamad Har Sinai, the Jewish people received two things. They received Romamus, Nasus Eschem, they were elevated. And then, when that elevation doesn't work, they were given the meat of Kabbalas Tochacha, Busha. So the Busha back then was the Romamus of Hashem. But if not, at least we have the Busha of Chazara B'Tshuva, Kabbalas Tochacha. The shorish of the busha that we have today even is Mamad Har Sinai. There the busha is from the romance of Hashem. Today it's that we sin. But it's the same root. Gemara, Erchin 16b. How do you know that if you see something maguna in your friend, you see something ugly in your friend, a bad midah, you have to rebuke him? Because it says, let's say you gave him tochacha, you give him rebuke, and he doesn't receive, you accept your rebuke. How do you know you should give it again? Tochiach. I might think even if his face changes, Talmud Lomar Lo Sisal Abchait. Rashi holds this means to be mochiach in Barabim. Even to be mochiach in Barabim, that Rashi says that it means you shouldn't be mochiach in Barabim. That's what it means. Yachal afilo mishtanim panav. You should give your friend rebuke. And if he doesn't listen, you should give him rebuke. Nochamo! But not Barabim. However, in Rabbeinu Hillel, in the Sifran Kedoshim 4:8, it says, "Upanu mishtanos hainu de mispayish machmas ha'ochach ato ha'ochacha. Amelom lo sisa lav chayt, imash mochech trichas ha'misech, echad lo sisa lav chayt. Mishamdim ochicha, upanu mishtanos kvar kiba lay tochacha. Vimosif mochicha kamal bin pana v'nosa lav chayt." So, what does it mean, ochech trichas ha'misech? You should rebuke your friend so he doesn't bear sin. In such a way that you don't bear sin. Because if you're mochiach him, and his face changes, he was makabel the tochacha. And if you give him another tochacha, then you're bearing sin. So you see lahedya that the shear of Kabbalah's tochacha is the busha of shinui panim. Yeah, that's how far you have to go. And that's yirasu al panechem zo busha. That's the sharish of tochacha and divrei Torah. In other words, once the person has on his face this busha, yirasu al panechem zo busha, once he has that, you're not allowed to be mochiachim anymore. The shear is until he's embarrassed. Once he's embarrassed, and he was mekabel tochacha, you're not allowed to embarrass him anymore. But that's the shear that you have to, you know, make someone somewhat embarrassed, uncomfortable, in order that he should do tshuva. So these are Yisodos Gedolim b'inyanei tochacha, and please God, we will continue. We have just endless amounts of things to say. I ask the Rabbanu Shlom that he give us life and health and everything good that we should be able to learn more together. Thank you so much for listening. This is the most beloved.